And we are back. I am the courtside of the home of the Braves in Kona, Alaska. Kona's up 23-2. Start of the second quarter. Kona's got some of the bench players in now. Randy Roberts is in the game. Spectacles and all. Happy to ball. I'll get it over there. Roberts. Back up top to Marta Skelly. And pass goes out of bounds. It's going to be Skagway basketball. Colton the Wild with the ball now for Skagway. Working it up against the pressure from Budke. Gets it over half court, picks up the dribble, gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt's got an Ackerman down low, and he's open. He feeds the ball to Ackerman, and Ackerman is going to be fouled on the play. It's going to be on the ground. He didn't get a chance to turn around and put up a jump shot because Randy Roberts was all over his back. Colton Wild inbound the ball underneath the Braves basket. Out top to Danny Brady, who's working it into the lane. His shot blocked partially. Rebound comes down to Wyatt Belisle. His shot no good. He's fouled on the play. And not going to be called in the act of shooting. Looks like it's going to be an inbound situation for Skagway. Some of the Skagway players are confused about fouls on them. No. Fouls definitely on the Kona Braves. Belisle got the ball inbound. Sees Wyatt. Wyatt's shot up high. Archer no good. Ackerman there for the rebound. Unable to corral it, Danny Brady gets the rebound, and he is actually picked up off the floor by Bunky in the tie-up situation. Bunky just picks him right up off of the floor. And it's like, it's going to stay Skagway basketball. Apparently, that's not a foul when you pick somebody else up by the basketball. Colton Belisle inbound to Ackerman. A little too hard for Ackerman to handle the pass. He's unable to corral it, but it looks like the ball's back to Skagway. Colton Belisle is inbound again. Get a foul on the floor before the inbound happened, and that foul's going to go on Austin Marta Skelly, sophomore here at Kona High. And it looks like that's going to put him in the bonus. In the bonus, Danny Brady is going to go to the line and shoot a 1-1. Down on the blocks for Skagway, you got Wyatt Belisle, 8th grader, and you got Mike Cook, shoots the first. Off the glass and in. He gets two. He's thinking they counted a basket. Maybe he had just one shot, but no. He's got two here. He makes the first one on the 1-1. Second shot opportunity. He's ready to get back on D. That's good. You like to see that. Second one off the glass. I told you he was going to figure it out. Danny Brady gets on the board for two. Braves get the ball quickly into the forecourt. Osborne gets it up top to Roberts. Back over to Lafferty. Ball goes over to Marta Skelly. Down low to Osborne. His shot up. No good. Rebound by Bunky. Beautiful rebound by Bunky in traffic. Unable to put his shot back up. Ball comes back to Bunky. We're going to have a travel call on the Braves. Down low. Marta Skelly is flabbergasted by the call, but seemed to be the right call. Ackerman now has it in fourth court for Skagway, although he's pressured heavily by Budke. Budke comes down with the ball. Passes the ball. Dishes the ball over to Ryan Roberts, who lays it in for two, and it just faked out two of the Skagway defenders on the play. It was absolutely beautiful pass. Eddie Brady brings the ball into the lane, unable to connect. Rebound comes down to Micah Cook, puts it back up and in. Skagway on the board, now 25-6, trailing in the first half with 6 minutes plus to go, and a turnover comes into Skagway's possession. Micah Cook was in the right place at the right time. His attempt at an outlet pass was ill-fated, but tapped out of bounds by Kona, so it will remain Skagway basketball. Danny Brady's got the ball, gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman gets it down low to Belisle. Wyatt Belisle shot off glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Kona, and they will push it. Lafferty wants to dribble that left hand, get it into the forecourt quick. Gets it over to Marta Skelly. Marta Skelly gets it over to Budke. Budke's shot no good. Danny Brady down with a rebound. We're Skagway in a scrapping Danny Brady. Another board. 25-6 to score. 5:39 to go. Skagway quickly into the forecourt. Two players cut down underneath the basket. One of them is Alex Ackerman, and Alex Ackerman puts up a shot. He's fed by Wyatt Belisle. He is fouled on and we'll go to the line to shoot two. 5:32 left to go in the half. High up over the head. Shot one good. 25-7 the score. Second shot up off the rim, no good. Bunke comes down with a rebound for Hoonah. Bunke a little bit out of control, but finds Lafferty up on the box. And Lafferty's shot up off the rim, no good. Rebound comes back down to Hoonah. Another shot by Hoonah, no good. Rebound to Micah Cork. Shot was by Marta Skelly that missed. Michael Cork, something for the future of Skagway, as he is always on that path. Such a great fella. Alex Ackerman down low with the ball, now shoots, misses, gets his own rebound, gets it to the high post to Danny Brady. Danny's looking to do something, gets a shot up off the rim, no good. Rebound, he fights for it, unable to corral, and Mooney gets the ball into the forecourt. Michael Lyle has lost his glasses, gets them back on. Ball gets over to Bluntke, back up top to Marta Skelly. Shot goes up by Roberts. Roberts shot, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Hoonah. Lafferty with the ball. Over to Marta Skelly. Back over to Lafferty. Lafferty works the ball on the right side to Randy Roberts. Back over to Marta Skelly. Gets it into Bluntke. Bluntke drives into the lane. His shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Shot goes up, blocked by Micah Cook. Another shot goes up. Rebound by Alex Ackerman. Shot was by Raymond Osborne. Double screen now for Colton Belisle, and he uses it to get it over on the left-hand side to Wyatt. Wyatt takes a jump shot and knocks it down from 15 feet. Wyatt Belisle on the board. 25-9 now the score, but quickly Hoonah pushes it up into the forecourt. Shot goes up by Osborne, missed. Bunke now has it at the top of the key, gets it over to Lafferty. Lafferty's going to try a long three-point bomb. He's going to draw nothing. Going to draw nothing but end line. And Hoonah is going to make a massive substitution. Pulling their second unit off the court. Bringing their starters back in. Except for Bunke, they did bring Bunke out. Wow, what a run by Skagway. 25-9 now. 3:32 to go in the half. Colton Belisle has the ball. Up on the half-court area, and he's just kind of dribbling back and forth. Wants to use a pick by Cook, gets it over on the right-hand side to Brady. Brady tries to drive down low. It stopped. A lot of contact down there. He's fouled. He is fouled by Jacob Bean. Skagway again doesn't realize the foul's on the other team. So a couple of their younger players race down the court to get in a good defensive position. We'd love to see it. Love to see the hustle. And Brady will be at the free throw line now, shooting a one-on-one. That was the ninth foul on him. First shot up, off the rim, off the backboard, and in. Brady's going to shoot another one. 25-10 to score now. 3:17 to go in the half. Gets into another free throw, off the rim, off the backboard, no good. Rebound this time comes down to Bean. Bean gets it over to Smith. Smith into the forecourt. All over to Jerry White. Jerry White drives into the lane, gets it over to Smith for the 12-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Colton Belisle. Belisle gets the ball out to Ackerman. Ackerman wants to push it. Gets it into the forecourt. Gets it over to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt shot off the court. Couple more for Wyatt Belisle. Off glass. From about 10 feet. Beautiful jump shot by Belisle. Put it quickly into the forecourt. Oh, and a nice, easy layup opportunity. However, Jacob Bean's shot opportunity is defended heavily. It looks like Michael Cook's going to pick up a foul on that, but nothing easy, Cook. Nothing easy. 25-12 to score. 2:45 to go here in the half. Jacob Bean at the free throw line. Shoot two. Right after this timeout called by Kent Fielding. He's going to give his kids a blow here toward the end of the half. Again, score 25-12. Skagway trailing by just 13 here with 2:45 to go in the half. It's what looks like the fifth or sixth ranked team in the region, the Kuna Braves, will be back after this timeout. And we're back after this timeout with Jacob Bean, senior co-captain at the line. For Hoonah, first shot up and good. 26-12 the score. Bean's second shot opportunity up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, corralled by Micah Cook. Out that goes to Wyatt Belisle, and finally over into the hands of the point guard Colton Belisle. Colton wants to bring the ball into the fourth quarter. Shies away from the pick, set by Cook on the left, goes right instead. Tries to feed the post down to Danny Brady. Danny Brady's kind of stuck down there in the trees. Finds an open Ackerman. Ackerman trying to get the basketball up off the floor. Unable to do so, goes down on top of it. and that's going to be a jump ball situation. And a nice play by Alex Ackerman, realizing that he couldn't get the ball up off the floor. He's got to at least force a jump ball out of it, and just falls down on top of it. 2:18 to go in the half, 26-12 to score. The Winter Breeze up over Skagway. Has the ball into the forecourt. Now Bean has it on the left-hand side. Elbow extended. Gets it over to Lafferty. Back over to Jerry White. Jerry White has it right at the top of the key. On the right-hand side of Lafferty. Puts up a quick three-point shot off the back of the rim. Wyatt Belisle in good rim, rebounding position. The ball taken away by Jamal Smith. Another shot goes up by Horta. Jamal Smith down low is throwing a lot of physical contact around down low. Second shot up, no good by Scaffold. The ball comes back to Skaggs. Wyatt Belisle has it on the left-hand side of the court, gets it to Ackerman. Ackerman wants to put up a 15-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to White, the long outlet pass to Smith. He travels, no call, puts up a shot, no good. Ball out of bounds off Skaggs. Off the hands of Colton Belisle. And the officials, to their credit, letting him play on both ends of the court. Smith is down the ball. Bean wants to do a little work. Gets it back up top of Lafferty. Lafferty gets the ball over to Jerry White. He's going to kind of hold on for a minute. Relax. Bean has it now in the hands of Scaffolded. Get back out top to Jerry White. Lafferty to reset. A couple of ball fakes. Moves it all the way down on the left-hand side. Quick entry pass down low to Jamal Smith for the easy lay-in. Two more points for the Hoona Braves, 28-12 with 50 seconds left to go in the half. Colton Belisle brings it into the forecourt for Skagway. Wants to work on the right-hand side. Gets it to Ackerman. Ackerman's going to put up an 18-foot jump shot. Misses it. Rebound comes down to Lafferty. And Lafferty wants to push it. Gets it up to Smith. Back out to Bean. Bean's going to throw up a quick three-point shot. It goes off the top of backward. No call by the officials as an out-of-bounds would normally be called there. But Ackerman comes down with a rebound. Skagway has the ball with a chance to get the last shot if they wait for it. They rarely do. They want to push the action as best they can. Danny Brady has it on the right side, gets it out to Colton Belisle, gets it up top to Michael Cook, back out to Wyatt, over to Ackerman. Ackerman gets his man up in the air with a beautiful ball fake. Scaffolded was able to pick his pocket and get the ball to Rafferty instead. Jerry White has the ball, and he says, about 25 feet, launches up a three-pointer, and misses it. He's a little disappointed he missed it. Thought he had that one, but, that was a solid jump shot. Well, the score at halftime, 28-12, and Skagway got something working offensively here this evening. Able to put some points up on the board. Good to see a lot of good hustle. Still, it's a young Skagway squad, and some of these older teams just have a little bit more muscle, a little bit more meat on their bones. So they're it's a little tough on the interior, but Skagway will regroup here at halftime and come back again. 28-12 is the score going into half.